Hello, and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 69, the late episode. I have switched things around. I thought I would be posting last week and taking this week off, but it's quite the opposite. Last week just got too nutty, and this week has been pretty calm and quiet and relaxing. I talk a lot about this week, I think, on the second quilt diary, so I don't want to go too much into it. Just say I mostly have been reading and knitting. I got the new Catherine the Great biography for Christmas, and that's quite good, and also a wonderful book. It's a collection of essays. It's called Wendell Berry and Religion. The essays are not by Wendell Berry. They're by people writing about Wendell Berry in different ways. They're all Christian writers. There are a number of people from the Duke Divinity School, and a couple of whom I actually know, which is nice. And there's a doctor and farmers and various people who are talking about Wendell Berry and his religious thinking, and it's quite interesting and good. So I have been enjoying that a lot. And I got some quilting books, and I think I talk about them, so I won't talk about them here. And I've not been quilting, but I'm thinking about quilting, and the big thing I'm thinking about is doing some sort of scrap quilt using fabrics I already have from my fairly minimal but growing larger stash. I hope you're having or have had a good holiday. We have had a very quiet and nice, relaxing holiday. The weather has been good, which is to say it's been cold enough for a fire, but not so cold where you just feel like, ooh, it's much too cold. It's nice. North Carolina, nice in the winter for the most part until the rains set in and then you feel kind of blue. Yesterday was, I think, the hard day of the holidays when you realize the holidays are ending. And today it's kind of, oh, lots of things to look forward to, particularly making things and making quilts. And I've got a whole bunch of ideas. And as I said, today what I may do is take all my fabrics that I want to work with, especially all my lovely batiks, and spread them out on the dining room table, which is now clear and ready for action, and see what I've got and see what I can come up with in terms of ideas. I want to thank everybody who contacted me about last week or the week before episode. That would be episode 68. I got a lot of great comments and some very interesting comments, helpful comments. I heard from Caroline and I heard from Shelley, just nice, happy responses to the pinwheel quilt. Heard from Kelly the Fifth, Tammy in Denver. Heard from my mom. And I heard from Joni Marie, Sherry D, also known as a walker lady. I think that's our friend Sherry D, who exercises quite a bit. And Sherry D, I'm going to get back on the exercise cart pretty soon here because I haven't been and I'm starting to feel antsy. Do you know how that feels like if you're used to kind of steady exercising, even with me, when the steadiest exercise I do is my morning walk with the dog, and I haven't been doing that, and I just feel like, ooh, I just need to get out there and go. Heard from Sandy from Quilting for the Rest of Us, and Sandy recommends the Quilter's Fabri-Calc, which I believe is the fabric calculator. I mentioned on the last episode that I've been having some questions about fabric estimates. I'm getting over at Thimble Pleasures. I'm often find myself with extra fabric. Now, this was not as true on the Bento Box quilt. I felt like the amount of fabric I bought was a reasonable amount and it wasn't over. But I think it's the pinwheel quilt where I just had tons of backing fabric left over, and also Razzle Dazzle, tons of backing fabric left over, just too much. So anyway, I complained about that and just said I need to do a better job of doing my own math, and Sandy recommended the Fabri-Calc. So I have not looked that up yet, and I didn't get it on my Christmas wish list. I did not get a lot of quilty stuff, just not thinking ahead on that. But I will look that up because that would be very nice. Jay wrote to applaud the fact that I finally bought the Soline marking pencil, since she has been recommending that. I heard from Kelly, who's also on a pinwheel kick, Margaret, Jackie, and I got an interesting comment from Laura about washing quilts. And she'd been listening to a podcast where I was concerned about washing a quilt that I thought I might bleed. She says, I'm just going to read her letter, her comment. I recently made Au Francon's Tokyo Subway quilt. I used bright colored scraps, some of them red and some of them batiks. None of them had been washed. The background was Kona snow. When I completely finished the quilt, I basted color catchers over top of anything I thought might bleed onto the white. I used a whole box of color catchers, and my basting stitches were an inch or more long, just through the center of the color catcher. I took about 15 minutes to do the basting. I washed the quilt on cold and hoped for the best. A lot of the red fabric bled, and most of my color catchers were pink after the wash, but none of the excess dye was absorbed by the white background. The color catchers were easily pulled off the quilt since the basting stitches were so long. And then she adds, I can't take credit for this technique as I read it on the internet somewhere. Well, thank you, Laura. I think that's a really interesting idea, and I can definitely see doing that if you have the white background, when you have discrete spots of color. I'm not sure with the quilts that I've recently washed, particularly the bento box, I essentially would have had to baste color catchers to every part of the quilt. But I can definitely see if you're making a quilt with a white background and you have discrete color spots of color, that makes perfect sense. It's a great idea. So I really appreciate you sharing it, and I am sure that I will use it sometime in the future. So thank you everyone who took the time to comment, and thanks to all of you who thought maybe you might comment and then didn't even get around to it, which is what I end up doing a lot on other people's podcasts. I'm always having these conversations in my head with people's podcasts, and I think, oh, I'm gonna go make a comment, and then I don't. I can't remember. Like, you know, I always end up on Friday nights. I listen to Hip to Be a Square. Not every single Friday night, but a lot of Friday nights because Pam posts on Fridays. And I had the thought a couple weeks ago. It's like Pam is like my Friday night date. It's just on my calendar. And I thought about, I should post that. I should comment on her. Leave a comment to that effect on her blog. But I don't think I did. So now I'll just say it now and hope that she hears this. So she knows she's my Friday night date. But so appreciate even the thought of commenting. It's very nice. If you'd like to leave a comment, there are a couple places you can come to. You can go to my Podbean site, which is offkilterquilt.podbean.com. You can come over to my WordPress site. That is where I post pictures. And this week I will have a picture of Razzle Dazzle and its finished glory. I was hoping that I would also have the bento box quilt. The man has taken pictures to document it, but he has not edited those pictures and emailed them to me for posting. So that will have to be next week. The WordPress site is theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. You can also email me. I have a new email address. That's fdowell, D-O-W-E-L-L, fdowell@nc.rr.com. Drop me an email if you'd like. I want to say thanks to the folks who sent me email Christmas cards this past Christmas, which was just, well, Sunday. Last week. I got some last week, and they were very, very nice. So thank you so much for those. Okay, we're right at 30 minutes, so great. I've got a couple quilt diaries. One that is from now, well, I can't remember. I guess a week and a half ago, and then the second one, which I did yesterday, and I fear is a bit rambly. I tried to edit out some of the rambliness, but it's still kind of rambly, so sorry about that. I do hope to be back on a regular Thursday schedule from now on, so do tune in next week. I hope you enjoy this week's diaries. Quilt Diary, Day 1, Monday, December 19th, 2011. Done quilting the bento box. Just thought I'd mention that. Just by the by, finished quilting it. I just finished quilting it today. Biggest stipple quilting you've ever seen. That was, you know, I had dreams of other kinds of quilting, maybe taking the chained heart stencil, for instance, and stenciling the whole quilt. But this is, it's not a humongous quilt, but it's big enough. It's, I wrote down the finished, I don't know what it is, something like 70 inches long and 55 inches wide. So it's not a tiny little tiny baby quilt. It's big enough to make you think, wow, that's a lot of stenciling. And after Razzle Dazzle, which the quilting, again, as I said last week, I don't think it detracts from the quilt, but I don't think it particularly adds to the quilt. I have to trust my gut that it's not totally ridiculous. It'll be interesting to look at the quilt, say, when I go to Chicago in April, which I'm doing, and that's the first time I'll get a chance to visit Razzle Dazzle, assuming it makes it to Chicago. It's always scary putting stuff in the mail. Scary putting things you spent hours and hours of your life working on. And then it'll be interesting to see how I feel about the quilting then. Right. But I, you know, usually I have a pretty good gut instinct if something is horrible. Not 100% of the time, but most of the time I know on some level. And what I felt was, yeah, you know, meh. You know, it's fine. I didn't feel like it was horrible. I didn't feel, I kept hoping as I looked at it to, you know, surprise myself and go, wow, that's really great. That didn't happen either. So with this quilt, with the bento box, my thought was big stipple because it's big. I'm not going to do the stenciling, but I don't want to fool around. And the stippling works. And you know what? It looks nice. It looks like big puzzle pieces. And by big, I don't know. How big do I mean? I don't know. How do you measure stippling? Just big. Like imagine if you have kids or grandkids and think of the first puzzles kids get, you know, those just kinds with maybe 10 pieces. It's that size. So that's a fairly big piece, but that's kind of what it looks like. It turned out it looks perfectly nice. Here's a word to the wise. Do not machine quilt with Orafel thread. Orafel is lovely in a lot of ways, and I recommend it for piecing. It's a very thin thread, and that's what, you know, it's good for piecing because it doesn't add bulk. You know, it doesn't add, or maybe bulk's not even the issue, but you know, you can stay within your scant quarter inch without much trouble with Orafel, but with machine quilting, it's so thin, it just kept breaking. And I finally got to a place where I could kind of manipulate gravity enough where it wasn't breaking all the time, but that was frustrating. It slowed down the process, but you know, I was just there. I had the thread was the right color, and I wasn't going to drive someplace to buy more thread. I was just real, you know, the minutes it would take me to drive some to like Thimble Pleasures to buy more thread or different thread, it was the same number of minutes it was taking me to rethread my needle when the thread broke. But still, it was frustrating. And when I did, I just finished quilting the borders about an hour ago, and I used that same quilting pattern that I used on Razzle Dazzle, that sort of very simple vine. And you know, it's a very nice pattern for a border. And I used different thread. I want to say Mitterrand, but it's not that. Hold on, I'll go check. It's Mettler. Mitterrand is like a prime minister or something. Anyway, and it's just a sturdier thread. And I use, by the way, it's a violet. It's very pretty. The borders, I doubt I'll have a picture. It's Monday. I still have to do the binding, which includes cutting out the strips of various fabrics. That won't take that long. Anyway, I'm sure that the man will take pictures of this before we head for Charlotte, where I'll be giving this quilt to my mother-in-law, whether or not I'll have those pictures ready to post by the time I post this episode, I don't know. So we're going to have to probably wait till next week. But I can't remember if I talked about this, I guess I had that. So the inner border is kind of a carnation pink, maybe. It's a very peachy pink. Is that carnation or is carnation just a really light, light pink? I don't know. It's really pretty. And then dark gray outer border. And that was something that Sandy from Quilting for the Rest of Us had recommended. I emailed her and said, tell me what you think. And she mentioned something dark gray. This is actually their solids. And it's good. You know what? I think it really works for this quilt because there's so much going on in the quilt. And the man even said, he felt that the borders really helped contain and frame the quilt in a really good way. So yay. I mean, they're part of the quilt, but you know what I mean. Anyway, so I used this sort of violet. Yeah, I guess it's violet. It's like a light purple. So I don't know if that's violet or not. Is violet equal light purple? Don't know. Anyway, on the dark gray, it looks very nice. It does. It's actually, I'm really pleased with it. So if quilting Razzle Dazzle that crazy way was not in vain, you know, and that at least I got a nice border quilting job done on the bento box using that same pattern. So it works with that. So you'll see a picture. Anyway, so it's Monday, and my hope is to at least get the binding pieced tonight. That would be really great tomorrow, you know, it's just sort of the week before Christmas, and for those of us who observe Christmas and all the Christmas insanity leading up to Christmas, I'm almost done, actually. Well, here's the thing, too. So Saturday, I go to mail the pinwheel quilt to Caitlin, and I decided to go to the Pack store, P-A-K store, that's right near the grocery store, even though it's a lot more expensive. Than the post office. One, it like ships UPS and FedEx, and so I try to go to the post office if I can. But it was just like, you know, I felt like I'm willing to pay $3 extra just to get this out over with. Well, it's a good thing I did, because the man put the, and maybe this would have happened at the post office, I don't know, but he put the address into the computer, and he said this is the wrong zip code, and I had just gotten Caitlin's new address. She's moved in the last year or so. She just emailed it to me on Thursday or Friday, and he said, you know, he's just like, no, this doesn't work. I said, you know what, maybe I transposed numbers or something, but I'm not going to ship this. I'm going to get a confirmation on the zip code. And sure enough, she had given me her old zip code on top of her new address. So that's actually not got mailed, and I'm going to get it done tomorrow, and it may get there by Saturday. It may not. And, you know, one of the things I have to keep reminding myself is that my gifts will not make or break anyone's Christmas. I think it's very important for the children to get their gifts on time, and I always make sure that my nieces and nephew, their presents are out the door in plenty of time, because I think that's important. The children like to have gifts under the tree, and they like to see them and think about them. I try to get everyone else's done and on time, and usually I do, but I just, I don't know. I'm at that place where I'm like rationalizing. Caitlin will live if she does. She's not expecting a quilt. She's not expecting anything. She will live if she, you know, if the quilt comes on the 26th or 27th instead of the 25th. She really will. She will survive it quite nicely. But with any luck, the guy at the Pack store said if I shipped it by Tuesday, it would get there on time. So fingers crossed. The funny thing is I thought I might get over there today. I had errands to run. So I just threw the box back in my car without changing the zip code. Thank you very much. So I changed the zip code in my head, but not actually on the box. So, brilliant, genius. All right. So that's where I am. That's where I am. All we got to do is put the binding on the bento box. It's done. I believe that I will be done by Wednesday morning at the very latest, but I don't have a bunch to do tomorrow. I have to go to Target, which I'll do first thing. The man's going to work, so I'm probably going to try to pop out before he goes to work. I've got to go to Target just for stocking stuffers kind of things and a few groceries, which if I can't get a Target, I'll have to go elsewhere. But anyway, and that's kind of it. And the boys are just about done with their shopping to the extent Will makes a lot of stuff. And Jack, you end up kind of buying stuff for him to give to other people. He's so oblivious. But I have to tell you, ever since school got out, he's been in a really good mood. So we're like being incredibly slack because we're so happy that he's like not being horrible to us. He's being very nice. I mean, we had some run-ins. And so I think some of it is he's very happy to be out of school. And some of it is he's afraid we're going to throw his computer away. So there's a mix. It's, you know, it's a balance. But there's still some Christmas stuff to be done, but I think I'll have plenty of time tomorrow to finish her up. And then who knows what's next? I know I was just listening to Quilting for the Rest of Us and Hip to Be Square, and Pam and Sandy and others are planning a big Boxing Day quilt-in, quilt-along like they did after Thanksgiving on Black Friday. Which some of us didn't know about because no one told us. Anyway, I don't know to what extent I will participate in that. You know, I think I'll get some quilting stuff for Christmas, so we'll see. But I just don't know to what extent my family will allow me to get back behind a sewing machine. They maybe like cut me off for a couple weeks. We'll see. But that sounds fun. If you haven't heard about this, go over to Quilting for the Rest of Us. I'm sure Sandy's got something up on her blog about it. Because it does sound like a lot of fun. I would love to do it, but I just don't know if I'll be allowed to. But I'll definitely check in. All right. I think that's it, because I'm really rambling at this point. And I need to go actually make some binding. Need to do that. Get this show on the road. All right. More soon. Quilt Diary Day 2 It's Wednesday, December 28th. Yep, kind of ended up skipping last week. Last week got a little crazy with the Christmas craziness. You know how that goes. I finished bento box. I finished the binding, made it out of strips of the various fabrics I worked with. Cute binding. That was a great idea, and I'm glad I did that. It did not take significantly longer than doing binding out of one fabric. It really didn't. You know, a little bit, but not much. Just, you know, getting all the different fabrics and cutting from them. You know, 5 minutes more, not anything to cry about. And it looked very cute. And I hope, the man did take pictures, but he's, you know, Christmas craziness. He's not edited them and sent them to me yet. So I don't know if I will have bento box pictures when I post this tomorrow. Maybe I will. I'm going to ask him tonight if he'll do it, if he's got time. So it came out it was lovely, and my mother-in-law really loved it and appreciated it, so that was nice. I have to say that right now, I'm not being particularly quilty. In fact, right now, I'm knitting. Started a new sweater. My mother-in-law gave me yarn for Christmas. Actually, she gave me money, which I used to buy really nice yarn to knit a new sweater for a pattern that I really liked. It's got a lot of cables. It's a nice drapey sweater and has cables, which I enjoy doing. It's an interesting pattern. I have not finished the Julia Roberts sweater, mostly because it's not an interesting pattern and sleeves are boring, but actually take concentration because you are increasing and then shaping the top of the sleeve. So you gotta pay attention. So if I have to pay attention, I think I would like to pay attention to something that's more interesting to do, such as cables. So for the last few days, I have been working on a new sweater, feeling guilty about Julia Roberts and Will's Harry Potter sweater, which I need to finish up. I could do it in a couple days. So I'm in a knitting place, and that seems right. The fact is my sewing table and the dining room table are both covered up with Christmas stuff. Actually, I do have some quilting ideas. I got a couple of quilting books for Christmas. One is the newish Lintot Gals book, the More Jelly Rolls, Layer Cakes, and Charm Pack book. And there are a couple quilts I definitely would like to make. There are a few patterns I like a lot. It's a little bit more of the same. I don't know. I feel guilty not embracing it more fully. But I felt there was some stuff that was just a little, well, easy-ish. But there actually was one quilt that really reminded me of one of the quilts I've already made from the first book. There were a lot of echoes of the first Jelly Roll, Layer Cake, Charm Packs book. But I still, as designers, I like them. And, you know, it's going to happen. If you're a designer, you are going to tend towards similar stuff, I suppose. Anyway, there are definitely quilts in there that I will make and that I like. Got that. But I also got another book called Quilts 1700 to 2010, Hidden Histories, Untold Stories by Sue Pritchard. And this is from the Victoria and Albert Museum in London, I believe. Basically, it's a history of British quilting, and also there was a big show there, I guess in the last couple of years, I guess maybe 2010, I'm not sure. But anyway, and so the final part of the book is a catalog from the show, which is really neat, because then you get very in-depth consideration of a good number of quilts, whereas the first part of the book is more of an overview. I mean, and beautiful and wonderful. It's a wonderful book. But there were pictures in there that I found quite inspiring as a quilter. And one of the things I know I want to do is a scrap quilt. And I've got all these batiks, all that extra fabric from Thimble Pleasures I have to work with. And I got some ideas looking at this book for maybe some scrap quilts I could do, or a scrap quilt. I think I would like to make another quilt for our bedroom, which our big plan is to paint it and put up new curtains. And I think it would be nice to have a second quilt, although I'm still loving Simply Amy, Simply Frances, not turned against it. But I think it could be nice to have another one. In particular, I would love to make one with fabrics that I have. I did get fabrics for Christmas from... I want to say Heirloom Quilts. That's not it. Where did I get it from? You know. I probably have an email from them right now. No. Why can't I think of what this is? Anyway, got some fabrics from a place. online. And I want to say it's heirloom, but it's not. It's something like that. I've talked about it. They have a cute little catalog. Anyway, batiks. Batiks for a quilt to do for the living room. A really nice line with golds and oranges and greens and a really ugly yellow green. There's always, if you get a collection of fabric, like a, you know, pre-cuts, there's always one fabric and there you go, hey, but you know, and I thought about just pulling it out, not really wanting to deal with it. And I thought, no, you never know. Even with, sometimes there can be fabric colors that you hate, but they work. So we'll see. I might use it. I don't have a pattern yet. I don't know what quilt I'm going to make. So I do really want to do a red and white quilt. And I know exactly where I want it, the bottom of our stairs. But I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll make something up. I'm into making stuff up. I'm just wild. I'm free. But that's so, you know, right now I just feel like I don't have a quilty life. But I can't have a full-time nitty life. I just can't because I just start kind of going, you know, it just hurts my back just to sit all the time. It's weird, but I love knitting, and I'm enjoying working on this sweater, which if I were any kind of friend to you, I would tell you what it's called. Hold on. It's called Idez, or Adez, A-I-D-E-Z. It's Barako or Barako. I don't know how you say that. It's bulky yarn. It should knit up quickly. I'm hoping that is sort of, if I have any resolutions, I don't try to make too many resolutions. I'm always resolving to stand up straighter, and sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't. And I would like to exercise more. I walk all the time, but doing a little more intense exercise at the gym a few times a week. I was doing well on that until the Christmas season, just blah. But that's another resolution. And to finish up my unfinished knitting objects, I don't have unfinished quilts. The quilt, I just don't, but I have a number of unfinished knitting projects, a number of sweaters that I need to finish up. So that's really on my list, but finding the will and the time to do it. Well, the man's into watching movies right now. He goes through movie phases, so I will have some time with him watching movies at night where I can knit. But excited about thinking about some quilty projects. Got to get back on my sampler quilt with Jay. We kind of put that on hiatus for the holidays, but need to get back to that. The holidays, they have been good. We had a good Christmas, a really nice Christmas, a lot of snacking, a very snacky Christmas. Today is like, to me, it's like the saddest day of the Christmas vacation. When you have 2 weeks, and you've got kids, and you've got 2 weeks of Christmas vacation, and the holiday's over, and we keep up our tree until New Year's. We've always done that, and that's fine. But at some point, you have to start cleaning up, and at some point, you have to start putting away the snacks and stop producing new snacks. And that day is today. And so I've done some cleaning. I put on real pants today. I put on jeans. Yeah, they're a little tight. Got out of my jams and put on pants. The man went to work. I went to work. I wrote this morning because I have a self-imposed deadline that I would very much like to meet. And so you kind of just feel like, ah. And I got up at 8 for a couple days there. I was sleeping until 9. Which it felt great, but it makes me uneasy. I can't sleep that late. The boys are sleeping. Well, Jack, of course. Jack, who has been wonderful, by the way. I complain and complain about him, but he's such a great Christmas guy. And he has been a great Christmas guy and has been just cheerful and fun to be around. Will's been a pill. I can't have them both good at once. There's like a law against that. And now he's got two friends over. And, you know, I always think with boys, you're going to miss out on sort of the drama. And for the most part, you do. But there was like drama, like the two against one. And, you know, and I think it was kind of, Will was the one left out. But I think it was kind of his fault because he was being bossy. And all that. And you're just like, blah, 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 get him back to school. You know? But I have to say, I do love not having to get up and go someplace right away. And I do love not having to get up and wake my children up, which is just a major pain. So that's been nice. But today's the day where you're like, yeah, time's passing. Time's passing. And what do we have to look forward to? February. We often actually have lovely Februarys here. February can be a very nice month in North Carolina, but sometimes it can be kind of depressing too. We'll see what we get. But that's where I am right now, and I think I actually will finish this up. It will be a short podcast this week, but that's fine. You've got stuff to do, as do I. And I will just say, hey, hope that you are having a great holiday. And I hope that when I come back next week, I will have started some new interesting project to tell you about that I will have heard back from my quilt recipients. Fingers crossed that I have more than just one quilt recipient, that the quilts made it to their destinations. And I don't know what else to hope for. Just that we'll all be fine. We'll all be good. We'll get back to school and we'll survive another year. No, I'm much more cheerful than that. I hope we just all have a great New Year's. I hate New Year's Eve, but that's another story. I'll be fine. I'll drink some champagne and get over it. And that easing back into real life will not be too hard. I am happy to have had a very happy Christmas. We have had a very nice time, and the children even got along. So, hey, no complaints here. Hope there's no complaints where you are. Talk to you soon. Bye.